Blog Talk Radio.
Enhance your mind. Recharge your spirit. Awaken your soul. Enhancing Awareness Radio. Enhancing awareness with clarity.
opportunity, brother. What's going on, guys? Real quick. Your mind is the most powerful organ in your body. Okay. And I mean, you say, well, what the heart? Yeah, your heart is powerful to it, pumps blood to this entire body. That's why you got to keep your things clear. But your mind is the most powerful part of your body because your mind can cause your body to vibrate low, or it can cause your body to vibrate high, or it can cause your body to vibrate beyond compare. Okay? This is the most powerful organ that you have is your mind, which is why there's such battle for our minds. This is the battle that's going on that many of us don't see. Brothers and sisters in religion, brothers and sisters in sports, and the clothing, the music, the business style, they can't see it. Our enemies know who we are. They know that we have an extremely powerful spiritual entity within us. And this spiritual entity is designed to take us into a whole other level that cannot understand. And let me see what crystals I want to put in. And I want this thing to the cosmos. I want this right here, the center of cosmos. You feel the vibrations. You feel the tingling on your head. And you feel the vibrations. And you would be like, wow. All right. That's why we have such a battle right now. There's a huge battle. The battle is right now. Like we said, the physical war that took place some time ago, it happened. They destroyed our life. All right? They destroyed our physical source of power. Okay? They destroyed the physical. And they had us down for a while. All right? They had us down for a while. They enjoyed what they were doing. They enjoyed destroying our stuff and rebuilding their stuff. And, you know, not rebuilding, but they just enjoyed destroying our stuff and building their stuff. Because we could rebuild everything that was destroyed. And they enjoyed taking all of our technology, all of the knowledge of our technology, all of the energies around our technology. I mean, they enjoyed, you know, they had a happy time collecting all the gold and silver and platinum and palladium and, you know, just having a ball. We're literally having a ball, all for the expense of them living a tall, lavish to something that they never had before. So the whole trick was, like we said before, oh, brother, still out there shooting fireworks. Fireworks is something that's not new at all. We were always celebrating. We were a celebratory type of people all the time. But the whole thing was for them to enjoy our land where they could literally just have free reign. While we were in a sleep state, they were studying the properties of the things that we created. They were the things that we made. They were doing, I mean, they were doing all types of things. And they found themselves in an joyous state. All right? They found themselves in a joyous state where they could enjoy everything and they didn't have to worry about any type of retribution coming from us. Because they had us in a sleep state. You know, there were some of us who were trying to awaken the other brothers and sisters who were in the sleep state, but they were so deep in the sleep state, they thought that that was the way where they were supposed to be. You know, they thought that that's what, you know, they were supposed to be with Allah, we're supposed to be with Jesus, we're supposed to be, you know, doing this, we're supposed to be doing that. So we found ourselves in a state of discomfort, but we didn't know that we were in discomfort. I mean, that's how the virus operates. The virus literally operates that way. You spiritually, you would be so uncomfortable, but physically, you didn't know that you were in a state of discomfort. All right? And this is what happened. So over the past few years, calendar years, we say, the whole deal was for them to keep us in a constant state of sleep so that they can continue to do what they want to do until they will have had destroyed the entire realm. And once the realm was destroyed, then the whole planet will be in peril. All right? And we're talking about the other realms. Okay? So the whole key point is to keep the sleeper asleep. And then during the time, majority of us were asleep. Okay? Majority of us were asleep. Even in our sleep state, we were still doing the things that we actually knew how to do. Technology, all types of or whatever, because that was the natural thing for hence what you call the Black Wall Street and others likewise. But, you know, when we get into those journeys, building and new technology, you know, they're saying, okay, they're starting things that would cause them to be awakened. And we can't have these people awaken because they make our death. And this is how it works. But the science. So what they realize is that our minds are the force on. It is literally an organ. And their deal was to keep us in a constant state of sleep, where this sleep will be like you are arrested and you would have been put into a jail for being able to come out of that jail cell. And that's what that sleep state was. That's what sleep state was. So now that we're coming to the point of reality, all right, our awakening deal, we must understand and overstand that our awakening is mental. All right, our awakening is mental. Therefore, the frequencies and vibrations that would normally be in a dormant state are now in a hyper state. And this hyper state is causing us to go on high levels. We allow us to let the sports go, we let the backing away from things. They're really trying to push for us to vote because so many of our brothers and sisters have awakened from the sleep and they're not going to the voting to the polls. You know, why would you want to go to a poll? And you know, why go to a poll? Why are you going to those places to cast your ballot? That video, you know, I don't want to, but I want to share that video with you. What's the whole significant part of ballots? It's deep with brother and sister. So we got to understand that your mind being the prior of your everything to change this entire world by away from and from a lot of things that man had created for a stumbling block for us. We're not ourselves moving into what you call hyper state of spirituality, because now we're moving at a rapid pace into spirituality. We take it like really, really heavy. So this is something that we really heavy and we take it seriously. And this you know, I work on my main thing, so my daughter when we had collected, we were over at the Buffalo Center here in the over on London, and that was passing out those flyers telling everybody to vote. My sister, you know, I was talking to the sister, I said, you know, this was a mistake. And she said, how is it? How is it? I said, well, you gotta understand. I said, Barack Obama was already announced president in a 2006 version of an encyclopedia, and it was 2 years before the election. And she says, and I had to tell her, I said, you gotta understand. I said, we can turn away. And she said, well, what would you suggest we do? And I said to her, I said, we have to stop. What we know right now, stop. Turn back to what ancestors and allow man to do whatever he does on his own, and say, then back to the ancestors, back and destroy this system, so we'll be in a better life. And she, this is the we are, so important. All right? This is an important time because we literally own the curtail of changing the entire realm. All right. A lot of things getting ready to fall in place. A lot of things moving in motion. And we've got to literally be a part of that movement. So what's happening in the celestial area, we have to bring this into the air. Your mind is the most powerful organ, your body, right? When your mind begins to vibrate, so does nature. Right? Because why is your mind the most powerful? This is where your spirit lies. Your spirit lies within your mind. Your spirit is your guide. Your soul is here. Your soul is that dark energy, that darkness, that black hole that's within you. All right? And your spirit can enter into a soul. strengthen your mind, which when you strengthen your mind, when you have to focus to, or when you focus on wanting to create something, learn more about who our ancestors really were, all right? Because that information is hidden from us. Which means that the only way to find that information is we got to go within our soul. Our soul is that dark, that darkness, that energy that is within us, all right? And our soul is all the secrets, all right? And our soul is all the secrets that are kept from us, all right? All the secrets that are kept from us within our soul. You got to do some soul searching. That means that you have to go into your state of your consistent state of meditation to bring yourself into a power that mankind cannot understand. Right? It's already scary enough for them now that so many of us have awakened. All right, and they're still there. You know, we said before they're gonna continue to do the things that they do because they don't know what to do. It's not them to evolve. They can never evolve. Will never evolve. You know, how much they say, well, you know, humans have got to learn how to adapt. I'm sorry, humans. You can try to adapt all you want to, but it's not your place to evolve. You can adapt all you want to, you know. If it gets too hot, you got to take your clothes off. That means you got to get a bigger air conditioner. You know, that's just the way it is. So it is up to us, brothers and sisters, to take ourselves into the higher level of thinking, all right? Your vibrations come from here, all right? Your vibrations come from your mind. Your mind, that's where your vibrations come from. And as you begin to vibrate, that's when that halo back here begins to illuminate. And you'll feel the energy. You'll feel all that heat in the back of your head. Like, what's all that heat? That's your halo. All right? So your mind is literally the power of your entire body. I remember I did a long time ago, I did a video and I said, you know, to the brothers and sisters, I was like, the police put you in handcuffs, you know, you have the ability to turn in, you know, you can make your body become those handcuffs and you can unloosen those handcuffs and you can turn your body into the form of that car and you can exit that car and they won't even know how you got out of it. And someone said, that's crazy, that sounds crazy, that sounds crazy. And I know you got to understand this mind. Your mind, brothers and sisters, your mind is literally quantum processor, terabytes, I mean, the terabytes in your mind, the supercomputer, the terabytes in your mind, all right? When we talk about our mind runs an awakened mind runs on tachyon speed. That's something that the computers can't even tap into. All right? Your mind, little brother, your mind, little sister, your mind, older brother, your mind, older sister. All right? You awakened to who you are, to the technology that created you or that manifested you, better yet, not created you, and to the technology and intelligence that manifested you. It was that type of information. It would literally take them 1,000 supercomputers to match just what's up there alone. It'll be 1,000, literally 1,000 supercomputers to your one mind. That's how powerful your mind is. And this is why it's important. Now, you're going to come across brothers and sisters who, you know, you're going to see, and they're going to be start talking all this intellectual, like, type talking in the way they do it, but they're deep into religion or some other sector. And they're going to talk real good to you. And they're going, they know that you're on a higher vibration, but they want you to be on their level. All right? And they want you to vibrate on their level. So they're going to try to bring you down to their level. Because they have accepted the way of mankind. They have lowered themselves to mankind's way of doing things, which means that, therefore, some of you who are not completely confident into who you are, you will begin to believe what they said. All right? Therefore, the five high are now lowering, because now you have allowed yourself to doubt what you know. All right? You have allowed yourself to doubt. This doubt has caused you frequencies to lower, as well as your vibrations. I was talking to him at the gas station earlier today, and he had this, Jaguar. I think it was a Jaguar SUV, like thing, whatever. It was a Jaguar. Or one of them cars, you know, I don't care. Oh, Porsche, that's what it was. It was a Porsche truck. He had it on his or whatever. So I said, you know, brother, there was before this life, the time of this life, all right, I said, we had vehicles that hovered around. I said, our houses stayed in. Some lot of our houses in the air. I said, we had that the Jetsons was passed after what we had. And he told me, he said, you need to watch the movie Hebrew to Negro. Brother, Hebrew. Yeah, you Hebrew. No, that's so you were fallen into that trap and have accepted that you're a Hebrew when in reality, before we were elected, before we were marrying, before we were anything, you were naked. And you understand that you think like nature, because what is it? Always nature always is built, always. You always want to put a fence to all enemies. They're enemies because if you're nature, everyone else is nature, enemies. You'll always have enemies. Okay. So nature, I need a different method. So we're talking about it. We got to try to work on it. Because work on it. Energy, you know, just help me where you combine different crystals and bones and all kinds of things together and send up this powerful energy into the atmosphere, right? And then you want to get deeper into peace. This is my lab that I created. I got the spider web thing over here. I got the spider web with the work going on here. And you know, it's like, okay, I see you. Thing that I'm working on is I got this here in silver, and this is a part of that life, and it looks like a star or a ray. It's holding this light here. There you go. Compass. Going to go this right here, and you know, hold on, give me one second. All right, so this is what I did. All right, this is what I did. And that's what it looks like there. That's what it looks like there. So, you see that? Just higher, thinking on a higher level. Thinking on a higher level. So, my copper there. This is all going to connect. Thinking on a higher level. So this is what it's about. Your mind is the most powerful organ in your body. A lot of brothers coming on YouTube, they're talking, but they're not talking about pure spirituality. They're not talking about increasing your frequency of persons. They're not talking about, they're brothers and sisters, all kind of shit. I'm looking out seriously. And you know the crazy part about it? Those who are asleep are the followers. Seriously. I'm not gonna say nobody's name, I ain't gonna try to put nobody out there. But you know, those who are asleep are following them. You know? So you keep on stay in your sleep state. Whatever you want, just stay in your sleep state, you know. Because, you know, if you can't save yourself, nobody else can save you. Talk about Kanye and Jay-Z, you know, you got brothers out here talking about the latest, you know, what's going on this year and what's going on there, but not talking about spirituality. You know, not talking about spirituality. I'm talking about raising your vibrations, raising your frequency. And I guess, you know, because it's not meant for to talk about it. So it's important that you put your focal point to something at a much higher level. All right? We have allowed our enemies to take our lives so long that we might be lives, right? We've allowed them to push us into where we are, and we're not putting ourselves into where we're supposed to be. So it is up to us, brothers and sisters. It's up to you. It's up to you. Raise your frequencies, raise your vibrations, and take yourself to a higher octave. The vibrations and frequencies to such a high level that someone can feel your vibrations miles away and know that your presence is somewhere. All right? And so that's the whole key point. All right? Your mind is the most important. It's a part of the structure of your body because your mind can take you to vibrational frequencies and vibrational energies that nothing that mankind can create can take you, right? Mankind can only be an illusion, and that illusion is just weakness and illusion, all right? That's about all I got for now, guys. You got control of your increased vibrations by writing on a high level. Raise your hand, all right? Power to the most question. We chaos bring people. Chaos brings change. Peace hasn't brought nothing but problems, but chaos brings change. The ultimate change is you changing how you think. You have higher frequency. Right? You have lower frequencies, vibrations. Right? Lower frequencies to the death. Yeah. Vibrations take you closer to vitality and visibility. All right? Power to you all. We're going to go.
You kids get to bed, I get the storybook. all tucked in? Here we go. Once upon a time, not long ago, when people wore pajamas and lived life slow, where laws were stern and justice stood, and people were behaving like they ought to good, there lived a little boy who was misled by another little boy, and this is what he said. Me and you tonight, we're gonna make some cash, robbing old folks and making the dash. They did the job, money came with ease, but one couldn't stop, it's like he had a disease. He robbed another and another, and a sister and a brother. Tried to rob a man who was a DC undercover. The cop grabbed his arm, he started acting erratic. He said, keep still, boy, no need for static. Punched him in his belly and he gave him a slap. But little did he know the little boy was strapped. The kid pulled out a gun, he said, why'd you hit me? The barrel set straight for the cop's kidney. The cop got scared, the kid he thought too figure. I'll do years if I pull this trigger. So he cold dashed and ran around a block. Cop radios into another lady cop. He ran by a tree, there he saw the sister. Shot for the head, he shot back, but he missed her. Looked around good and from expectations, he decided he'd hit for the subway station. But she was coming and he made a left. He was running top speed till he was out of breath. Knocked an old man down and swore he killed him. Then he made his move to an abandoned building. Ran up the stairs up to the top floor. Opened up a door there, guess who he saw?
Who?
Dave the dope fiend shooting dope. Who don't know the meaning of water nor soap, he said.
I need bullets, hurry up, run.
The dope fiend brought back a spanking shotgun. He went outside, but there was cops all over. Then he dipped into a car, a stolen Nova. Raced up the block doing 83. Crashed into a tree near university. Escaped alive, though the car was battered. Rat-a-tat tatted and all the cops scattered. Ran out of bullets and he still had static. Grabbed the pregnant lady and pulled out the automatic. Pointed at her head, he said the gun was full of lead. He told the cops, back off, for honey here's dead. Deep in his heart, he knew he was wrong. So he let the lady go and he starts to run on. Siren sounded, he seemed astounded. And before long, the little boy got surrounded. He dropped his gun, so went the glory. And this is the way I have to end this story. He was only
17.
In a madman's dream, the cop shot the kid. I still hear him scream. This ain't funny, so don't you dare laugh. Just another case about the wrong path. Straight and narrow are your soldiers. Yeah. Good night. Knock him out the box, Rick. Knock him out, Rick.
Oh, boy. That Uncle
Knock him out the box,
really
Knock him out, Rick.
I don't know, right? What do you mean?
Knock him out the box, Rick.
Hello to everyone. Thank you all for joining me at this time. My name is Shavi Zane. And I'm coming on today to have a discussion with you all. I'm going to do a reading for you all, to shine some light in regards to the karmics that have been in your life. I find that oftentimes we go through things, you know, especially the chosen, we go through things to build us, is to strengthen us. And so we have certain people that we end up surrounded by who come in with a specific agenda, okay? They have a specific assignment to deter you and to keep you from going down your divine path. And one of the issues that I find that many of us run into is the pain that's associated with those things that you've gone through. You tend to question why. And it's not the fact that you can't get over what was done. It's more so the fact that you can't get through you can't seem to grasp or to understand why it was done. And so a lot of times that hinders us from our forward movement because we go in circles in our mind over and over again, trying to conceptualize, trying to understand why this person that you might have loved or that you might have given your all to or that you've done no harm to would have such a wicked agenda against you, okay? And so just like a coal that is placed in a furnace and that comes out on the other side as a diamond, these people were placed into your life. They may not know it. They may feel that, okay, they're doing it because they're getting some sort of self-gratification. Maybe they're stroking their ego to hurt you. Maybe they're jealous of you and they just want to see you fail. Maybe, you know, they felt like, you know, whatever insecurities they held on to, some of them, they might have even tried to hurt you for the sake of, you know, stealing your spiritual gifts or gaining wealth off or trying to sacrifice you, whatever the case may be. We tend to go round and round in our own minds as to why these things happen, especially when it's coming from people as close, you know, in our immediate family or friends that we might have known for many years, lovers, business partners, co-workers. So what I want to do, what I'm going to do at this time is I'm going to pull the cards and I'm going to get very specific. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to start off with the parent. Then we'll talk about the siblings. We're going to talk about the friends. We're going to talk about business partners and co-workers. And then we're going to talk about others. These are all the karmics that was in your life. And the question that we ask is, what did they do to you? Why did they do this to you? And what lesson were you to gain from their actions? Because quite often when we get stuck in the part of trying to figure out why, then you completely miss the lesson behind the action. And so let's get into it. And I'm going to give you some advice towards the end. So let's see. In terms of the parents, they have parents. Not all of them have the same people who have the media that have told you throughout the life. But if it's the next, you know, this will be for karmic parents, it's your mother or your father, or both. I'm going to ask why and what is the lesson behind this. So what did this karmic parent do to you? Oh, man. So we got the devil here. I don't know that it can get into that. So then this would indicate that for you, you had a karmic parent that was very controlling. You had a karmic parent that was, that had addiction, that might have been abusive. Some of you may have had parents that were sexually molested. Karmic parents who stayed in very toxic relationships. But this is a very heavy energy, dark energy to come through the karmic parents. So, hurt by this. What was concerning the karmic parents in life? We have Eight of Wands in the reverse. Something about this karmic parent, one or both, that they kept you chained and bound to them, feeling as if you could not move forward, feeling as if you could not release yourself from this relationship. But it was very, very dark and dark in its nature. And so what they did was movement. Some of the karmic parents that were jealous of you as well is what I'm picking up here. But they wanted to keep you chained and bound, and I'm also hearing that some of your karmic parents tried to karmic relationships, okay? There's something here that's very dark and very sinister. The devil to come out first. Many of them really just control you, okay? Let's see what else. What did they do? They stopped your movement here. So they have the of cups. This keeping you magic here. But it's been chained and bound to them, okay? To keep you in this energy of confusion, we make up your mind in terms of what is your purpose, what is it supposed to be doing. For some of you, this may have been mother, okay? With the thing here, some of you, this was mother. For some of you, you definitely dealt with by one of your parents here, okay? And they never went down your divine path because they felt that as long as they could keep you chained down to them, especially because many of you is there, you carry this divine light. You carry this divine connection to the Most High that protects you, that keeps you naturally protected. And so as a way of them to avoid their own karma, they did everything possible to stumbling blocks your way, to keep you in a state of confusion. You would never be able to see through the clouds, okay, through the darkness. You would always just be trying to figure out which direction to go in, and you would never ultimately rise into your own divine feminine, divine masculine nature. Because they understand in this energy, you are blessed. You have of abundance. And this energy, your cup runs over. And this energy, you attract, you welcome all of those blessings that the Most High stored up for you, okay? They want to stop that from coming in because they were very jealous of your forward movement. Let's see. What did they do? So we have the Queen of Swords coming out in the reverse. You could have had, many of you could have had a mother figure that was very, very wicked in the way that she expressed herself to you. Maybe she put you down a lot. Probably even was very emotionally distant, emotionally unavailable. And I feel that the way that she balanced her was that one minute she would come in as being that nurturing mother figure, the next minute she cut you off just like that. Because the goal was to keep you in the energy of confusion. That it might not just be for mother, it could have been for your father. Take it how it resonates. I see someone who's very, very mean, someone who's also a liar. Very deceptive in her, was very dishonest in the things that she told you. And it was only to keep you confused, only to keep you from moving forward and from breaking this chain that it was cursed. Because a large part of your parents understood it. You were the one who selected with divine purpose. And so they came in this very toxic, low vibrational, demonic energy. Because they knew that you, as a chosen seed, had a heart to empathize with them. You wanted to heal them. You wanted to see them get better. And so part of you held to them in spite of all of the negative things that they had done to you. What else did this parent do? So we have the Ten of Swords in reverse. It was a very unstable structure. This parent did not want to see you move forward because the Ten of Pentacles in the upright is receiving the inheritance. This is you moving forward and creating a beautiful, solid foundation for yourself, for your children, your grandchildren. Your parent did not want to see you gain your inheritance. Your parent wanted to block that from you. Your parent understood that because of the contract that they signed, because they decided to come in as a karmic parent, they would not receive any part of this inheritance. They understood that they had already signed their life away in terms of receiving the blessing. They made a choice. They chose a path. And that path was to be a stumbling block and to create stumbling blocks for you. Even when it comes to your communication. Whenever you try to verbalize those things that was hurting you, maybe you even called them out for some of their behavior. They was very cutthroat in the way that they communicated. Very manipulative in their energy, very deceptive in their energy, very angry. And I feel like had you confused in regards to who you were. You didn't know who you were for a long time. for a long time, you couldn't even take action to pursue your goal because of the stronghold that this parent had over you. So, yeah, they want to block you. They want to block you from taking action and from having forward movement in your life, okay? They knew that you possessed what was necessary to be on top, okay? They knew that you possessed what was necessary to thrive and survive, okay, and to overcome. But it's like they was in this energy of always trying to block you from your forward movement. You're always in this energy of having to defend yourself. This person was very egotistical. Very egotistical, and they did everything possible to put stumbling blocks in your way to keep you from moving forward and to keep you in a state of confusion, lied on you. That many of them did dark magic on you because they understood that when you released them, you was really going to step into your divine path and your purpose, and that there was nothing that they can do to stop it. At that point, they were going to have to deal with the karma that they had called to themselves, okay? They planted some really bad seeds for themselves, okay? Many of you had this to be a father figure who had no love for you, okay? You might even reveal some secrets about this father figure. You might have even spoken up, you know, finally came out of the energy of silence and spoken up and spoken out against this father figure, okay? And, you know, this person that was emotionally unavailable, that was also, for some of you, this is a predator, a child molester who was the father figure in your family, who offered false love, okay? But behind all of this, they want to stop you. They never wanted to see you happen. So now the next question is going to be, why did they do this? Their objective, why did they do this to you? Because this is the question that often plagues the minds of those who are feeling that energy of trying to heal. You're trying to pass it, but you just can't get time. Why? Why would someone who I cared for or that I love, why did they do this? What was in it for them? What was the agenda? So let's see. Should parents do this? So what we have here, look at this. The Two of Swords and the Fool. They literally want to block you from moving forward. They wanted you to be at a crossroads. They never wanted to see you because the Fool picks up, starts all over again. The Fool takes a leap of faith and moves towards their divine purpose. But the Two of Swords is that energy of being blindfolded, at a crossroads, never being able to fully see what is happening around you, and just stuck. Stuck without knowing which direction to go in. So it seems like every time you try to take the leap of faith to move forward to start something new, that's when they will come and block you from doing that, okay? That's when they will come and put up stumbling blocks for you so that you would not be able to ultimately get to your divine path or purpose. They knew that you was the one that was chosen to do something different. And again, they needed your energy in order to avoid the karma that they had called to themselves. So let's see why else. Why? Why did your karmic parents do this to you? And after this, we're going to move on to siblings, if any of you have siblings that may have done this. Why? Many of them did this for financial gain, okay? Yeah, look at that. The King of Pentacles in reverse, this is somebody who was very money hungry. They understood that you possess. You see how she's holding this bird here. You possess the ability to have a divine connection to all things that existed. You have been planting good seeds all of your life, creating a harvest that was going to be very abundant for yourself, okay? They understood that in your solidarity, you would be financially stable, you would be emotionally stable, you would be free of codependency because in this energy, you're taking a leap of faith to go towards your divine path. And because of doing this, you get rewarded for taking the leap of faith away from those who try to block you. And so this parent who was very money hungry, which for some some of you, this might be the father figure, but take it how it resonates. This be either male or female, but the King of Pentacles in reverse strongly indicates someone with money hunger, someone who's very selfish, someone who would do anything for money, including sacrifice you, okay? And so why do it for material gain, for material comfort? And as long as they can keep you stuck and blindfolded to your divine path, they can siphon the energy from you and prevent you from receiving your wealth and your abundance because of jealousy. Look at this. The Eight of Swords. They wanted to keep you stuck, trapped in your head all the time, so if you couldn't move in, if there was no other option for you. Hopefully, with the blindfold, they can see that you never understood their agenda, that you never had an understanding of why you had all of these blockages in your life. Meanwhile, they're coming out in the devil. That's the first part of the count and indicate that many of them was doing dark for some blocks for you, so that you would always feel like you was just trapped and stuck and never able to move forward. So, yeah, look at this. Three of Swords, okay? Heartbreak. They didn't want you to heal. They wanted you to stay in the pain. Listen to your pain. You don't have strength to move forward. You don't have the strength to break those chains and to break those generational curses, which is what you play there for. Agenda against you to keep you moving away from codependency is, okay? So I feel like even for many of you, it would also call actual addiction, because that was part of their agenda to keep in codependency. So it could have caused addiction, whatever that addiction is like for you. And so what was the lesson? What lesson were you supposed to gain from experience with this kind of parent? Because once you understand the lesson, then you can take this forward, know that, okay, I get the lesson. So once you get the lesson, you get the lesson. But without understanding the lesson, you can't get to the lesson. And understand it. So, excuse me, what's the lesson here? The lesson was that you get that intuitive nudge that it's time for you to faith and trust the Most High God. You need to stay loyal to your vision and just don't look down, don't be fearless, don't be afraid. Look up to the Most High God. Pack life, leave the baggage and that drama behind you. Be loyal to your decisions, as the dog symbolizes looking. It also symbolizes that you are always divine, guided, and protected. The lesson that you were saying to learn here was to fearlessly take the faith that you are called to do. This card came out and said, what is doing to you? I did. Why did? Because we want you to spend this energy of taking the leap of faith and fearlessly and courageously and boldly moving forward on the divine path. What was the lesson? I'm going to pull two cards and then I'm going to move on to the siblings. What was the lesson here? Turmoil, trying to hold on to things that are not, moving on to things while your ship is sailing off. Trying to juggle, trying to balance all of these things. Whether you're supposed to be going in, you missed the boat because you were too busy trying to get the wrong service for emotional. And so you were many opportunities. So the lesson is to drop it. This is the reverse. Drop it. Whatever this is not serving, release the faith. He's ready to take the leap of faith forward, okay? Whole lot of baggage with you and that leap of faith forward. All it's going to weigh down. And so lesson was release those things keeping emotional and comfortable and to allow yourself to speak. So let's move on to the siblings. So those of you who have comments that you have to walk away from, whether it be your sister, brothers, the family, or the children, brothers and sisters, what karmic? reverse imitating on the family. So they might have made you feel like you didn't fit in. They might have made you feel like you was the black sheep of the family. You weren't part of the family. Okay? You got the tradition here. We'll clarify and see what that is. But many of them tried to call power to life. Okay? They tried to call power moments. They didn't want to see you move forward. So let's clarify this. What did they do to you? What did they do to you? How many of them did they see you? Because that's about feeling alone and not being focused on feeling like the black sheep, just as if you're not wanted or you're not cared for. The Hermit verse, the Eight of Pentacles. I feel like you were very thin. They placed you in this position, you probably kind of threw yourself into work because when it came to like family functions or things you were comfortable, you probably just didn't feel welcome or wanted, okay? What is this Hermit in reverse? So the cup, okay? The from the past, okay? You might have been focused or in the energy of nostalgia, doing a lot of things. Maybe wishing that things could go back to the way they were in your childhood. When things between the two of you. But they did. So what is the sun in reverse? Because that's that energy that happens. Kind of physicals in the reverse. So that energy of feeling codependent. Feeling codependent relationship. They isolated you in order to feel to be codependent and have in your life where the absence in your life. The goal was to make you feel without them, you're alone, no one. So unless you're in this energy of feeling codependent, in this energy of nostalgia, constantly thinking back about the past, and not able to move forward, because with the Eight of Pentacles and the Nine of Pentacles reversed, I feel like create stumbling blocks so that you could not advance financially. You're putting in a lot of work. You ostracize the phone, they feel like the chief, like nobody wanted it. You really did dive into your work, okay? You put a lot of your energy and time into your work because you probably want to be on fast. And so you put in all the work, you're supposed to be in the night, you're supposed to reap the harvest of the hard work. But instead of you reaping the hard work, came out in the reverse. So what they did was they stagnated your growth. They stagnated you from being able to see the hard your effort in an attempt to keep you focused on the past and the fact that you felt alone, codependent on their energy. What is the Magician? Magician. The Magician is Seven of Wands in the reverse, okay? They want you to feel it. They manipulated you to this point. I feel like they were doing dark magic because right behind this you have the Ten of Swords. A lot of the people that happen from these karmic things. But one or more than a lot of betrayal, a lot of manipulation to lead you to feel as if you could not do what was necessary to overcome those things sent your way, okay? Because they wanted you to feel codependent on them. And so it's like if we can manipulate him or her to the point they can't protect themselves, they can't defend themselves, then always be stuck in this codependent energy of feeling left alone, isolated, and feeling that everything that they put, all of the effort that they put in this energy of isolation, all the hard work that they do, they never learn from it, they never find happiness, find stability because they wanted to feel this energy on the ground, on your face, okay? Always in this energy of needing to pick yourself back up and to try to heal what you wanted for you. What is the power? So I feel like something has backfired here. That's what I'm picking up on with the tower in the reverse. But let's see, what is the tower? The tower is whatever passion it is, whatever they want that you had, they wanted to completely wipe out the passion and that zeal and that excitement. They wanted to completely blow out the flame so that you would not have the fuel and the energy that was necessary for your ideas to come into fruition. They really wanted to stop you before the moment. They wanted to zap out any happiness because the sun is also the fire energy. They wanted to zap out any passion, any happiness, anything, whatever that you might have set to focus on. Because I feel like for many of you, you might have always just been the type of person that just kind of did your own thing. You may have always been more introverted because you never felt like you was accepted anyway. You always felt like you were set aside of the black sheep of the family. But eventually it works out in your favor, okay? But at this time, these siblings or whoever the sibling is, they really want to just keep you stuck and feeling as if you just had no one and you just had to be codependent on the past, codependent on what things used to be because you just can't overcome this energy of not being able to overcome what's coming in the reverse. Not being able to finish, not being able to get up on your feet because you're constantly taking these hits, constantly having these power moments, constantly every time you have an idea or a spark or you create something, it never comes to pass because they never wanted to see you in, once again, this nine pentacles in the upright. They never wanted to see you in this energy. And the sad part about it is that I'm noticing a pattern here is that many of them are so stuck on materialism. They don't see past the surface of life. They don't see anything in terms of the spiritual aspect of who we are as spiritual beings having a human experience. And they're so fixated on materialism that they can't even understand that your divine purpose, your divine calling, your divine path, it can't be stopped. It doesn't matter how many obstacles and stumbling blocks they might have tried to throw your way, it can't be stopped because you're always being given the anointing to heal and to mend and to get up off of your face regardless of how many times you were stabbed in the back. But they never wanted to accept that. And they didn't want you to realize that because realizing that will put you in this energy of being the creator, knowing that you have this divine connection with infinite wisdom, because that's the infinity sign, this infinite wisdom to the spiritual realm, infinite wisdom to the Most High God, infinite connection to all things that exist around you. And you have every tool that you need in order to create. And instead of them doing the work on themselves so that they could actually have their blessings, and so that they could grow and evolve in this human experience, they decided to spend their lifetime trying to throw stumbling blocks for you so that you would never recognize who you were. So let's see. That's what they did. So let's just get a couple for why they did it, and we're going to move on to the friends that had to walk away from, the karmic friends. So why did your siblings do this? Why did your karmic siblings do this? Then we're going to talk about the lessons that you should have gained from this. Why did they do this? We already saw this Eight of Pentacles coming out in the upright. They never wanted you to be able to see. Like they always knew that you to move across the world and to do beautiful things. You had a divine purpose, okay? Where you, the world is supposed to see you, whatever that is, okay? And they wanted to make sure that you always just was in this energy of never being able to move because you see that barrier there. Always just hoping and wishing for and trying to make decisions but never really being able to move on them because this energy is like you're constantly trying to be in survival mode, constantly trying to stay out of poverty, trying to come out of this energy of poverty because this card came out in the reverse. And before y'all saw the Nine of Pentacles in the reverse, so that indicates someone who is financially codependent, financially having issues and blockages, okay? And so they wanted you to be in this inner homeless so that you would never be able to move out of this Five of Pentacles energy and being codependent, okay? bad. They wanted you to feel left out of the cold, abandoned, ostracized, everything in this book these karmic siblings did. This is why they did it, okay? And maybe it's because they knew that you were chosen. Maybe they were jealous of the fact that they did not receive that position in this lifetime. They should be happy that you came in as the generational curse breaker. Because these people can't see past the surface of life, they don't understand the big picture of this thing. And so their hope for you was that you would always stay in this eight pentacles energy in the reverse, never being able to manifest and materialize those things that you put all of that hard work toward. That's why they did it. You had someone, you might even have a sister figure. It could be a sister or a brother, but they would lie to. Also slandered your name. Why they did it, because they're liars. I feel like people always gotten caught up in their lives as well, but they were liars, manipulators, part at all. What lesson were you supposed to get from the situation here? What lesson were you supposed to gain from your karmic siblings? This lesson might go in over an hour, so I hope y'all bear with me because I got multiple people that I want to address. What lesson are you supposed to gain? The lesson you're supposed to gain was to release yourself. To release yourself. Hold on one moment, y'all. The lesson that you were supposed to gain was to release yourself from the Ten of Swords in the reverse. And having energy, you were supposed to be able to come into the space of... happens by chance. My daughter just fell off the bed. And so they really wanted you to be in this energy of feeling like you can never get up. The lesson you were supposed to be is in spite of all of the backstabbing, in spite of all the pain, you don't stay. You get back up. I just heard it again. I don't know who I think it's Mark. I don't think that. Get back up again. You don't stay in this position. You give permission to heal. You give your permission to release all toxicity or codependency that you might have had on trying to have a relationship with these things. Because for some of you, you have three siblings, the three of you. And you realize that these people, it was cohesiveness. It was based on a very toxic relationship. And the only way to release together, the so-called celebrate, be under very toxic conditions. So very fake, friendship or love that they have received from these siblings, okay? The hangman is here in the reverse. The lesson is to allow yourself to see perspective. You in this lesson is to make sacrifice, to take the time out to gain clarity, see things more clearly, okay? So that you could understand the importance of not allowing this type of energy to hover in your life, but it, even if it does not matter, you are going to be stuck in the energy of to have forward movement as long as you cling to this type of energy. People who don't have your best in mind because they always are stabbing you in the back with the intentions of wanting to see you stay there. Many of them celebrate one another when it comes to your pain. Those other siblings that they worked along with celebrated on behalf of this or celebrated this for those things that you were going through, okay? Because they were so driven very materialistic. And so, let's move on. Let's have the fans. What did your karmic fans do to you? I hear for some of the males, you had karmic fans always in competition with you. It was like this alpha male thing, who can do the best? Who can get those money? And And I guess for men, that could sometimes be relational, but this is not in a way of encouraging you. This is in a way of making you feel as if those milestones or those things that you had actually, the things that you had actually created for yourself was never enough. You feel as if what you were doing was never enough, okay? So what of friendship? What did these comics mean to you? So the hangman, Ace of Cups here. They get you stuck from act up. Keeping towards happiness, self-love, in terms of connection, okay? What does these comics mean to you? Look at this. The Three of Pentacles and the Seven of Swords. These karmic friends work against you. Not only did, because if you have one karmic friend, you might not know that you had other friends that was working with that karmic friend against you, or they had friends that maybe was outside of your soul who was working against you. So if you had people that you were related with in terms of big wise, they was always against you. Friends to make sure that whatever it is that you had invested was safe, doing this, deception, this eye, taking steps from friends around you to even support you, having a support. Okay? Yeah, they missed money, okay? Because it was all about selfishness and greed. Let me clarify these. Let me hang the Ace of Cups here. Great deceptive, this is not a new cup. They took money from many of you. They stole from you. Many of you were supposed to be in this position by now where you had the Ten of Cups and the Ten of Cups. Right. You have everything that you invested in now be far from it. These people, whoever these people are, they make sure that you were not able to keep this clean. They always want you to think that you were misjudging them or that you were too quick to judge them for their actions when in fact they were actually going to reject you behind the back and accept the whole bombing. Well, I'm your friend, I'm your homeboy. You know, I've been here, I've invested in these things. You know, stuck by your side and try to XYZ. But all the whole time they were hoping that you would never reach the energy of being in the Ten of Pentacles because they understood that you are chosen. And because you have a divine calling, because you have a gift, they understood that if you have the decision of being stuck, once you were able to see things more clearly, once you cut yourself about the tree of being stuck, you were going to be able to move forward and create the Ten of Pentacles for yourself without people, okay? So they made you think that you were always too quick to judge them. And they were with other people against you, okay? Thing that you did. What is the Seven of Swords? Let's see. What is the Seven of Swords here? Yeah, they took your money. Whole lot come out about Pentacles. It's Knight of Pentacles. That's about stopping your money flow. Page of Pentacles in reverse. Whatever it is you learned, whatever it is that you gained, you was expecting to harvest from it. They made sure that whatever news, good news, come in, they brought that out. They went against you. They created time for you. Okay? Make sure that you attack to move towards stability because the Knight of Pentacles, right after the Knight of Pentacles comes the King of Pentacles. So they understood that you, if you were able to cut yourself out of the energy of this tree, you know, and actually get a thing about who you were, you're going to take those risks that you had to do and really create a strong foundation for you with your different partner. And so that's what they do. They not want to see you in this energy of being able to operate and deal with like-minded people. So they intended that they were going to partner with you. They could say that they wanted to work with you and to invest with you because you got one, two, three, and then the fourth part right here to deal with money. They pretended they wanted to invest, but the whole time they wanted to stop money flow completely in its tracks. Because the Knight of Pentacles is already a flowing energy. And it takes a minute to build up that financial abundance to get to the King of Pentacles. But when it says the energy of, I don't want to see you have anything. So many of them from you and created these powers in your life because everything that you built to come crumbling down. That's what your clients did. So let's see. Why did they do this? What was it to them? Why did they do this? I think it's very clear. They just ruined your business. Again, another common theme. They wanted to see you homeless, broke, juggling your finances. There's pentacles there. Juggling your finances, emotionally unstable, sick, physically ill, feeling codependent, and homeless. That's the common friends they want to see. These people are something else. Exactly. Why? They wanted to stop your love life. And so you all have seen that was held because there were lessons that needed to be throughout all of these situations that you received the blessings. You get the lesson so you can get the blessing. A large part of the lesson was to release these people physically but emotionally and spiritually, cutting the cords in the spiritual realm, so that they no longer had access to your energy, taking your power back, and again, taking the leap of faith towards your success. No longer like you're in this energy of being alone, because you're never alone. You got your whole spirit team, and I have blessed you with a whole group of angels, really angels, and ancestors of love and life, you know, Holy Spirit. There's so many different reasons, okay? Why did they do this? They did this because they never wanted to see you happy. I told you I did not want you in your divine partnership. You talk about that family structure, that happiness between the husband and the wife, the children. They never wanted to see you have that. They wanted you to feel alone, abandoned, and just ostracized. Exactly. Okay? And it was this energy of, as if they knew everything. They wanted you to be in this energy of being cold, callous, okay? And also trying to guard and protect your heart so that you would never be able to welcome in anything that felt like love. They wanted you to stay stuck, feeling alone, broke, useless, sick, abandoned. They never wanted you to get to the emperor because for some of you, you know, or they didn't want you to step into your emperor or empress mode, or they didn't want you to get a hold of your empress or your emperor. For some of you, you might even have an empress in your life or an emperor that's in your life that you're supposed to be with. But because you've been hurt so much, friends often try to come in with this unsolicited advice as if they knew everything, you know, and saying things to keep you from going towards your divine partnership. Because, again, they wanted you to feel codependent, broke, like you never had anything, like the seeds you planted would never reap any harvest. They even wanted you, for a lot of you, they wanted y'all to stay in this energy of being a player, male or female. They wanted you to just kind of be in that energy of just being flighty and just jumping all over the place because they knew that once you stopped taking action in that direction with the chariot in reverse, that you were moving towards your happiness and your success. Yeah. They wanted you to feel like you could not defend yourself, you couldn't protect yourself, like you just powerless. But it was largely because they knew that ultimately you had a divine purpose, okay, and you would move towards commitment. So they did not want to see you have that. So what are you supposed to gain from this? Lesson you to gain from your relationship with these karmic friends. The lesson is to go towards your empress or your emperor, to step into your empress or emperor energy, to heal and to know that everything that you need is already surrounding you, that you are abundant, that everything that you need is already abundantly available to you, that you are a king, a queen, a god, a goddess, and that you don't have to put in a lot of labor or work. You just do the work to heal yourself, and the Most High is going to bless you with everything that you need, and that's why you get to sit comfortably. They wanted you to do that. They wanted you outside, abandoned in the cold. But for many of you, because I've seen a couple of cards about being alone, your friends did not want you to have your divine partner in your life. That's why they were doing this towards you. Because they knew that you paired with your divine partner, you would be able to create a lot of abundance for yourself because you're blessed. And so they never wanted you away because they wanted to work against you, take your money, that you would always feel insecure about your relationship or create feelings for you financially, that you would never feel like you had enough to be able to move towards your divine partnership. So the lesson that you were supposed to do is to step into your power, step into your strength, and know that you always have that divine connection. You have everything that you need to attain whatever beautiful strength. The lesson that you were supposed to learn was, in spite of the stumbling blocks, you still take forward movement. You still take action towards your destiny. You don't let nobody stand in there. You don't let nobody kind of stop you from doing that. It doesn't matter what they try to do. You still take action in the direction that you're supposed to go in towards your path. And you do it constantly, courageously, and boldly, because you know that waiting there is your divine heart. Waiting there is your abundance. It is your purpose. One more lesson that you have to learn from these plans is your plan. Okay, what came out is justice. Justice. Look at what's new. Justice, the star card is right here, and the two of wands. Justice for you to take your wish to fulfill. You even have someone to appreciate. Watching you just be doing everything necessary to heal yourself, that you're being called to take action towards your divine, you're being called to take action towards healing yourself and towards becoming more transparent to who you are, becoming more authentic, so show yourself down to in your nature. You're supposed to be taking action towards your divine partner because there lies the justice, there lies the balance, there is the truth, the sort of truth there. So this is your justice, to take movement and to take action towards the person that is you. Also take movement and action towards the person that you have been created to be. So much of you ball down trying to maintain a facade, this false mask, someone who is not genuinely the genius to your nature, you're putting on the facade because this is the character that people that you're around, they wear masks, and so you mask. Release those top people and move to the straight with the field here. The strength is here. So many beautiful things are going to come your way when you see these people physically, but spiritually. So that you can actually clear yourself of that energy, purify your best of that energy, step back into your conscious, your power, your strength. That's what they want you to do. So the best thing is to keep your confidence, step your authority, and don't walk around the rest of your life being for the sake of maintaining false. Because maintaining what you're telling to the universe, what you're telling to the God is, I want the blessings that you have stored up for me. Because I keep my hands, my fists clenched, hold on to this energy that is neglecting me, that's backstabbing me, lying to me, mistreating me, that doesn't see me having me have happiness. That's what I'm holding on to. And so you have no room to receive your blessings. You're so busy worrying about numbers and whether or not you're going to have a plan, worrying about whether you're going to be alone. You're going to receive a bunch of your master once you allow yourself to go back. So let's see. Moving on, I think I'm going to move straight into the lovers. If I was going to do the business partners and co-workers, I'm going to move to the lovers because I know this is kind of we're almost to an hour now. So, lovers, this is something you want to know about. What did these lovers do to you? Okay? What did they do? Because oftentimes, this is how the throat, I mean, the heart shock is up getting hot. But the throat shock is up you. They just shock. They check something too. You know, it might have been gas that you often, so that you always have to say your relatives. You know, these things are crazy. What did these karmic partners, karmic lovers, what did they do to you? So, you might have known some of them, okay? Because you might have had a friendship with them from the past, history with them, they still, okay? Some of them still active single and part of their connection with them. You had the five of cups here in the reverse. So I feel like these comments, they might be out of your life, okay? You had one part thinking about a specific person, someone who was not in your life, someone who loved bombing, who would use their financial stability or that what they had material gain in your life. So they might have used that, you know, to make you thought, well, I have all of this. I don't need, you know, it's like that yo-yo effect. One minute they come, the next minute they're throwing you away. So I feel like it was going off again type of situation with the economic lovers. And then they would come back in and make apologies and put you in this energy of nostalgia, thinking about the past. And also, I feel like they would not release you because they knew that you were dependent. You would actually pay more absent of your connection to them than you were with them. What is six of cups? Not too many. Hold on. Six of cups. Remind you of when we had this, you know, a love bomb. Do you remember when I did this and I did that energy? And that you never see and touch yourself out of the tree. Some of you all made for this. You might not want to receive the love. Some of you stay in the relationship because you're in this relationship thinking back to the goal that your love put yourself on someone else because you waited, you wanted to you want the person also to become giving, kind, caring, compassionate, love, waited for them to do this. I feel like they were really concerned about individualism. They were concerned about the independence of you. So you just sacrificed a lot of time. So what is the benefit? You never felt happy with person, okay? You never felt happy with person. Maybe you always felt single, in spite of being in this relationship and sacrificing yourself to wait for the person to open themselves up emotionally, back to the way that things used to be when things were good. You never felt like you were in an actual relationship. It's a five cup of birth. What love is to you. It's five cups in the wand. Some of them even knocked you out when they ended intimacy. Actually, second relationship. Some of them never wasn't even open to receiving that. Some of them blocked you out emotionally. They were not emotionally available to them. They take this energy of a crossroads trying to figure out what it is that they wanted. Them in a third party type of situation, always looking for and seeking a new three. Yeah. Some of them made you feel just like you were old. That type of energy. Something, a new passionate thrill, and a lot of people were wanting to find your body. A lot of these things you didn't see out in the open, but you felt it. You definitely felt it, and so a large part of you stuck. Sacrificing your time, sacrificing your happiness, moving with somebody who will be more sensitive and bring that reciprocity. You sacrifice a lot of that in hopes that this person will become your soulmate that you always think. There was no happiness here. There was no happiness here. This thing was meant to come to an end. So I feel like you know, we've got a lot of secrets that they keep in the dark, and this is what ultimately brought the relationship to an end for a lot of you. Because this person like did make a lot of foolish decisions. They just kind of, I feel like this person, they got to do because they felt like they was in this energy anyway. Why are y'all been in this relationship? You sacrificing yourself? They, this person would be emotionally available to you at all. So let's start with this. Why did the karmic lover do this? Why did the karmic lover do this? Block you from forward movement and make you feel alone, exiled. This is a common thing, too. It's not just taking your money, finances, or blocking out your money and finances. It's for them making you feel like you couldn't move forward. Just wanted to block you from moving toward happiness. Yeah. You confused and making you feel like you was nothing more than just an option. And another option is to let you choose, and you just so happen to be one of them. So, like, they also want to do this to block your spiritual with the number 7 coming out 2 times the hermit in the verse. They want to block you, and they want to block you. They want to make you feel as if you was nothing but an option to them. Yes. They do it because they wanted to take from you as much as they could, but they never wanted to give in return. Because this in the upside is all about reciprocity, okay? Balancing out the scales. You give, I give back. It doesn't have to be in the same measure that you gave it to me, but I'm going to make sure that I don't make this depleting you. You see what I'm saying? Or like you're taking the short end of the stick by being with me, but these people, that's what they did. There was no reciprocity. There was no justice here. There was no balance here. Why did they do it? Because they wanted to take, and they didn't want to give you anything. They wanted to take from you and then go candy pick and go search and see what else they could find along the way while blocking you from being able to select a new option because meanwhile, you feeling used and abandoned and abused and alone. They never wanted to see you level up in terms of your spiritual growth, like I said. They never wanted to commit to you. They never planned on committing to you. They also never wanted to see you close this cycle and start anew because they knew that ultimately, if you awakened to their agenda, you would close out this cycle and you would move on. But they wanted to keep you stuck and chained and holding on to them. Again, in hangman mode, sacrificing yourself in that tree, never being able to see things clearly, and even in spite of you seeing things clearly, you will be so stuck on wishing that they would become the version of the soulmate that you've always desired or stuck in the past that you would never be able to move forward. Why did they do it? Because there was nothing authentic about them. They always came to you with false apologies, false love. There was nothing genuine about them emotionally. Why did they do it? Because they never wanted to see you move forward. They wanted you to always stay stuck in this energy of, first of all, trying to avoid conflict with them because they was always very manipulative, always causing these problems, bringing third parties into your relationship, dark clouds over the relationship, just always doing something against you to cause pain, to break your heart, okay? But here, they never wanted you to feel optimistic about moving forward at the same time. So it's all about selfishness. What can I get from you? What can I gain from being in your presence? What can you give me while I go and cheat, while I go and select my options and make you feel like you're nothing less, that you're nothing more than a bank, okay, or a passionate thrill, and then I'm going to go and select what I want. I'm going to move towards your love because I'm selfish. That's what they were. They were selfish. They never wanted to close out the cycle. They never wanted to see you. They wanted to feel alone and pessimistic of life. What lesson would you need to learn from this person? And I'm going to do some advice and I'm going to close out. What lesson were you supposed to learn from this karmic partner? Get the lesson to get the blessing. Never to see them again. In the last five years, always been them. allow someone to come into your life with love that has no consistency, that's in and out of your life, that's never able to open themselves emotionally and express how they feel. Never allow them to feel codependent on someone else's energy so that you can feel safe and secure. Never allow yourself to stay in that energy. What else are you supposed to learn from this? As here, the sword and the sword in reverse. Do not be blindfolded to people. You can be upright, you can stand blindfolded. In the reverse, I'm seeing things very clearly. You see this person, what it is they're doing to you. So you don't close your eyes. You blindfold yourself to it. You allow yourself to see this thief, crook, liar, this whoever this person is, the sort of deception, honestly, while they're looking back at you and hoping you can't see their agenda, call them out and move forward. You don't put yourself blinded in deception all because of that pain, okay? All because of that pain. But enough of that the heartbreak that these people have caused you, that this karma has caused in life. Because this is really what they and they can continue to take your energy, take your money, resources, take your happiness and never, and you will be able to close out the cycle because you would just stay stuck and hope that they will love you one day all because of childhood issues, all because of never feeling loved in childhood. You would stay stuck with this dependency because a lot of part of you doesn't want to have to being left out in the cold over the person who you are the first time, you have to leave them. And so this lesson, don't allow yourself to get caught up in this type of situation because often you see the red flag from the very beginning, unhealed, and you have a lot of things that you suppress to allow these people to live anyway, hope that they'll change and hope that they'll become the person that'll come in and actually and actually and to, you know, put that tab on this broken heart. You hope for that. You hope that if you love them, you get an overflow of love that you have, that they'll somehow change. But you're not fooling yourself. That's so let me just see real quick for advice. I'm going to just pull some advice is to heal your sacral chakra, your nature is over active or under chakra, chakra, cleanse yourself of that old energy, that sexual energy, or been molested, or been, or your creative energy just dropped in general because you failed at the things that you might have to do. Because if you put something on the box of your sexual chakra, you have the root chakra, this is all about that energy of and creating the belief, security for root chakra is very important in all people. Look into different things on how to heal these chakras here. That's gold out. To say, be bold as the lion here. Do those things that you never do. A lot of times you got to do something that you never do before to get the result that. And so you have to be as bold as the lion and, you know, become ferocious for a time people are out of your way and let them know that you're not see them for who they are and you taking your power back. You know who you are and you're not going to be anymore. Okay? You got the sword of truth. They might have buried you. They might have buried you. Phoenix rising from the ashes. You get back up and you use the same sword of truth to cut out truth and things that serve in your forward movement. I'm going to take it hard and close out. As you honor your feelings. Your feelings are important. Your feelings are justified. How did you feel in regards to how these people treated you? Do not turn to it. It's justifiable. Honor your feelings. If you feel sad, if you have to share some tears, do that. Allow yourself to heal. Because today, suppressing the whole thing is what keeps that connection, that umbilical cord attachment in the spiritual realm. Even if you walked away from them physically, you still have this attachment to them mentally, and so that's another way of holding on to that energy that keeps from the feeling your blessing. So honor your feelings. Face the truth, accept the truth, embrace the truth, not step into that time with that lion type of energy, you can security for yourself. You don't need to be codependent on anybody. Security of your financial stability, whatever the case may be, you can create that for yourself, a lesson, so you can get the blessing. So that's what I have for you all. I hope the lesson wasn't too long. Thank you all for staying, you know, with me. And for those of you, if you want me to do this type of reading for you, you know, you can always email me and let me know if you want me to do this type of particular setup so that you can get more detail in terms of those people who did these things to you, why, what was the agenda, what was the lesson she was posted from. We can even put the blessings you receive as a result of allowing yourself to leave for the first time. I couldn't see the blessings that you receive, but I feel like I want to be clear that you will receive and the things that are in store for you as a result of releasing those things that you and opening your hands to those things that you have. And so if you guys are tired of reading and all this, I thank you all for donations. Thank you all for joining me again. And I hope to see you again in the next message. Hello to everyone at this time. My name is Zane, and I'm coming on to bring a message to those of you. So I'll get right to it because it's very clear that at this time in the age of Aquarius and the times of relations with being revealed, nothing here, we're beginning to see the separation of the weak. That we're beginning to see a clear indicator of who's the chosen and who is not. Now, from my own experience, this is because this is not chosen. Your enemies still work against you, their own damnation. You know, I won't mention a person's name because I think it's looking for me to speak their name to give them some sort of recognition, maybe make them feel some form of value. But I had someone email me who was inquiring about a reading and mentioned that life is a shambles, like everything is going to hell. That was their exact word. It's in hell. And they inquired about my pricing and of that nature. So I responded with my general message in terms of the pricing. And so this person afterwards sent me a message and said, don't you prove to me who you are. You need to send me some sort of mail sort of link, I don't know what the hell they were talking about, in regards to whether or not you're rich, you that you're not paying. So I said, hold up. The person is clearly kind of delusional, so I said, okay, I'm going to skip back a little bit. I told him, look, if you want to know anything about me, go look on my channel, and from there you use your own discernment to determine who I am. So I guess that really read in the wrong way, because I don't know if they was expecting I would come in trying to please them in order to, you know, have, you know, in order to get services, whatever the case may be, but I see it's not a major factor to me. I will happily tell someone, oh, I will not offer you my services if I sense that there is something, you know, off about the situation. And so this person, my life, my children's lives, you know, all this curses and failure, you know. And so, okay, I took it to my mother, my father, spirit realm, okay? And, of course, I spoke to my spirit team, okay? Of course, I had to text them to it, and they got blocked. But I think to say, one thing that I have is that they come to me and say, I don't know what's going on. I feel like it's a spell work against me. What can I do? This is a common, you know, common thing, okay? And so quite naturally, if you are chosen seed, then you have had people working up against you. Energetic manipulation to try to stop you from your movement. So when I say energetic manipulation, they're talking about spell work, dark magic, evil eye, speaking ill intentions against you, all types of darkness that they have been working with against you. And that's a natural thing. And of course, this is the war. It's that war that happens between darkness and light. And so you naturally attract to
people who have a true hatred against you because of your life, not everyone is going to be able to come out of darkness, you know, because a lot of times, you know, as a healer, you know, the chosen see you're naturally a healer in some way, shape, or form. And so not all the time will that healing energy be beneficial to others. A lot of times they are repeated to the degree where they will operate in wickedness against you 10 times in hope that it'll darken your energy or to drag you down with them. And so one thing I need you all to recognize is that as chosen, when you awaken to the power that you possess, when you awaken to the fact that you possess authority in the spiritual realm and in the physical realm, that's when you do not fear things like spell work or dark magic or other people's ill intentions against you. It is the energy of fear that actually makes, that actually helps them if they're trying to conjure up against you. So if you're operating from an energy of fear, especially if you suspect that someone is doing the type of thing against you, then you'll find that you become a perfect host for whatever darkness is trying to send you away. Because fear is very vibrational in energy. And what they need you to do is be low in your energy in order for whatever vibrational things that try to come up, in order for the thing to actually attach itself to you. So I tell people all the time when they inquire about this is that you stay in the now, you live moment to moment, you out of that inner fear, you declare and you decree that no weapon formed against you shall prosper. Nothing that anyone does against you in the spiritual realm or in the physical realm will prosper against you, yourself, your family, your divine purpose. Okay? You declare these things because you have the authority to do that. Largely because the Most High God is the one that is chosen. That the chosen seed are not, we don't abuse our power. We don't abuse our authority in the spiritual realm, okay? Those people who are not chosen, they are the only ones who will lie. They will attempt to abuse their authority in the spiritual realm. And so this is why it's important to know the difference between one that is chosen and one that wishes that they was chosen, okay? Because one thing that we do not do is put ourselves in a position where we think that we know so much and that we're so holy and we're so high that we can damn someone else to hell, or we can wish death on someone else, and we think that we're rightful, righteous in doing that type of thing. There's no chosen people to do anything like that. But you better believe that anyone who's supposed to get fucked up time, anyone that is supposed, that's not supposed to be a part of the kingdom, the Most High is already putting in work to ensure that we are separated. So I always tell people as well, when it comes to things like return to sender, you don't need to return to sender, the chosen. All you need to do is take back your authority and establish. You take all of the powers, okay? You give the Most High the opportunity to establish this form of and on behalf. You speak the spiritual team. Give thanks to them that, you know, as this is trying to send these things towards you, they stepping in the spiritual realm knowing it doesn't even touch you because you have this protective shield in your heart and your divine things are your birthright. Who has the authority to win darkness against the way you're, especially when you earn it. And so you'll find that when you come out of that energy of fear, you step into the energy of authority over life. No, I don't care if this is the most known philosophy that could be conjured up by the enemy. It can touch high. But when you recognize that you are a child of the Most High God, you got the most protection you could ever have. There's no protection more powerful than that divine relationship with the Most High God and your spiritual being. When you have that connection and you keep your energy in alignment and you live in the moment, you stay in the now, you express gratitude in the now, you don't anticipate anything reckless happening to your family, you don't help to create that energy through overthinking or through fear or find something to the standard, you are on the highest form of righteous judgment that they could put in their judgment, they're in trouble. And they don't sit over there wishing that you get in that energy and match back and forth talking about it to you, and I'm going to conjure this place to you is all the work you're doing to me. They are going to pray that you will get into that energy with them, because it would help to kind of lighten the mood in terms of what's getting ready to bring back to the past. But when you don't listen in that type of energy, you just say, okay, you need a decision. Come up against the most child. I know who I am. I know the story I possess. And so as a result of this, I'm going to take it to my father. I'm going to take it to my father, yeah, and then I'm going to point to you. And I'm going to take you through my life. All I can say is, it's not going to be perfect. When you get into that type of energy, it's not going to be pretty for that person. And that's what I'm telling y'all, even when it comes to the so-called power of praising, operating, you know, what dark magic is the chosen, prevent themselves from, prevent their kingdom from coming back. Okay? And we operate in the same thing. Okay? You have the tools, low vibration, who function as witches, especially in your life. You know, we come to us all high places, okay? You have the same approach. Declare you free, you keep your authority, most high God is the same, and you keep living, you keep fighting, you keep ingesting the right thing in your body, and that ingesting the right thing, taking the right thing, come to mind, the things that allow you to fight, you know, social media, that you just make sure that you stay balanced, okay? And this is how you overcome. In terms of those people who have been doing failure against, I just want to give y'all some clarity in terms of what they do with the past, what they can do. We've been putting it to heal, we've been putting it to God by calling our purpose, and to release the past and all of these different things. But what's happening for these people who have been doing something dark magic against the chosen? But the wheel of fortune came in the earth. They got some bad to this negative energy with, like little babies just passing, unhappy with life. You know, y'all pretty old. How unhappy with life. Just click with this negative sign. Dark matter, evil intentions, trying to curse, they curse themselves. And I mean, how can you know this? How can you be the chosen? You know, people are out here, they crazy. People are out here, they're afraid of psychopaths. And who believes they're working in darkness is going to actually be able to, but you know, even with the person that sent me that message. First of all, you already recognize that you're going through hell. That's what they said specifically. I'm going through hell. And then you turn around and you add hell on top of hell. If I've not gotten the message, you know, and it's very clear that that person to say those things to me, that they have always been operating in the very dark. That I'm not the first person that they tried to curse. But they never met me until now. Okay? They grew up there and I grew up there. And so there is a different type of precaution that they have to pay the result of that. Okay? And my hands are off of it. I'm not. All they can do is sit back and look for what the Most High God will do and give a lesson. Okay? But yes, people who are trying to work against you, work out there, you know it has got you. You can't recognize who you are. You know, what do you say to people? Going for the people who are working as a token. They're not going to come on this call. don't have to watch you be victorious. That's another thing. You know, these people, they already see that the Most High is placing us, you know, on our throne. He's giving us back our authority and our, you know, as kings, queens, God's goddesses, we're receiving our powers again. The head is now becoming the tail and the tail of the head. And so you're going to have to watch and your success. So that's almost as bad as the hell that they're going through. You see what I'm saying? And this is what I'm talking about. They're so jealous and envious in their energy. They try to conjure up all this darkness and issues, but the devil is in reverse, which indicates that it's not going to hurt. You see what I'm saying? They got to send again. It's going to be ineffective. It's actually going to run back to them, but it's going to be that hard for them. Okay, these people, they have no cash outline. They have no deal. You know, they're just, everything that they try to do, attempt to do, is going to work against them. Because you're, in the meantime, you're going to be doing your own thing with your financial abundance, okay, your security, your stability, your harvest is staying grounded and balanced and aligned. And they're just going to have to deal with all of that demonology that they tried to send away. Because when the devil is in reverse, this is what I'm talking about. Okay? So these people are stalkers, okay? That's all they watch you. That's all they do is watch you. And so while they watch you, they might as well watch you continue to be blessed while they sit over there talking and disappointed, because they have a cycle that's going to be never ending until they get the lesson and do the work for themselves. Instead of sitting over there thinking they conjured up something that is actually going to, they have to even know in your mind. That's why I say go past y'all. Y'all know this. You know, it's a lot of work is going to have to be done when it comes to these people. Oh, my lighting seems darker here. But yeah, the King of Swords in reverse, the Page of Swords, you know, all they do is sit in silence while you continue to rise, okay? And so that's one of the reasons, yeah, because they have no divine connection. A lot of them are emotionally, like I said, psychic, emotionally unbalanced, okay? Temperance in reverse is somebody who is, they're not healing, okay? So generally, that's someone who's ill. So for them, I feel like they're mentally ill and spiritually ill. So it's such darkness that they've been carrying with this little fortune in reverse that I just heard maybe try to conjure up against you, you know, and they're losing. They're losing money. They're saying they can't hold on to anything. This is what's happening. Because they're selfish in their energy. And, you know, they thought that they could work up against you, but they have nothing in them. They're going to come to see that all of the blocking that they tried to conjure up against you is actually going to happen to them. The Ten of Pentacles is going to reverse, y'all. That's somebody who's losing financial security. Nine of Cups in the reverse. This person is extremely unhappy, and they probably have some sort of alcohol addiction or substance abuse because they're very unhappy internally. So just know, don't be in this energy of fear when it comes to these people who are coming up against you. You do what's necessary to stay in the now, to take back your authority, to stay balanced and in alignment. And you better believe, you know, these people, cycles are not closing out for them. They're not able to come out of that season of karma, okay? They're going to end up staying in that because they refuse. These people are refusing to do the work. You see that? They ain't strong enough to work up against you. Strength is in verse. They are not strong enough to work up against the chosen. So y'all have to know this. You have to have faith in this and know this, not believe it, but know it. There's a difference between believing and knowing, okay? Because in your knowing, it's like beyond a shadow of doubt. There is no doubt here, okay? I know that I am protected. I know that my authority that has been granted to me by the Most High God is much higher and much more powerful than anything a lower vibrational being could do working with demons. When you work with the demons, you got to be tight, okay? Especially when you're working up against the chosen, then you have damned yourself. Fail 10 times. You see what I'm saying? It's not just in this lifetime. Because, again, you don't know how often these people have done this against others. And so that karmic wheel, they ain't going to be able to get up off that thing no time soon because they just refuse to heal. So, yeah, it's going to, for the chosen. That's why we got the Queen of Pentacles in the upright and the King of Pentacles in the upright. Y'all are going to continue to thrive, okay? You're going to continue to thrive. Ain't no poverty over here. Ain't no sickness over here, okay? Not for the chosen, baby. So whatever it is they tried to sin against you, if you found that maybe your finances were slowing down, if any of you dealt with any type of health issues or, you know, you were going through a lot of changes, just know that all of that is getting ready to turn around for you, okay? Because it may have worked against you for a time when you was operating in the energy of fear, when you was operating in the energy of lack mentality, poverty and lack mentality, feeling as if you didn't have enough or being ungrateful for what you did have, or not seeing the infinite possibilities of how the Most High could, you know, open doors for you. When you're blinded to those things, like I said, yes, you become a host to that low vibrational energy that's trying to send your way. But when you step into your divinity and you awaken to who you are and you step into your own power and strength, it can't touch you. And so quite naturally, because they're working these demons against you to try to conjure up this wickedness against you, and the energy goes out, but it can't reach its the target. It can't reach you because you're so high in your energy, because it's been aboard. So now what they try to do against you, it just boomerangs back. So it's like it's not going to touch you because you're too high in your energy. You're too balanced. But it boomerangs back. You know, anytime something boomerangs back, it comes back 1,000 times stronger, 1,000 times harder, okay? Going to have to pay the piper. That's why it was a thing for those of you who are out there who are doing work, field work, and all of these things against the chosen. Pretty much establish your own by doing these things, because we're not going to be the ones to bring darkness with you. That's what you hope that we'll do in order to cushion the blow that demons come back to you messing with the Most High's children. No, we take it to the highest level of authority. And we accept that form of righteous judgment, and we leave it there. And at that point, you deal with your fate. I'm talking to people, they probably watch, you know, this person in particular. That's what happens when you're a chosen seed. That light, people, you know, those that talk to a flower, they're drawn in, okay? And so that's a fair warning. If you're watching my channel, that's a fair warning. To recognize that you don't have the chosen seed, and you're conjuring up words and people, dark magic, or anything like that. And so I let those type deal with you, and the choice you do too when it comes to your faith. The clarity takes your power back in your authority, and you stay down and stand down. You stay highly vibrational and continue to do you, moving down the divine path, seeing your identity. That's what you should be doing at this time, y'all. So I love you. I didn't plan on making this a very long message. I just wanted to come on and address those of you who will be operating from faith, or, you know, what could it be if you see things working against you because someone is doing these types of works against you? It's time for you to take back your authority and recognize they have no power. They have no power except for that you see them through your own fear, insecurities, lack mentality, unforgiveness that you might have, or any tendencies that you might have, that makes you a energy to come in when you still operate with certain coding tendencies and things. So do try to get balance. I love y'all. If you want to email me, if you want to order my order, I'm going to get back to sending this out this week. You know, I had a lot of changes that have been made. So I'm doing things in alignment, but you can also tell me, and I'll put you on the list.